Some smoked burgers burgers on the grill.
Two burgers?
On the Pit Boss smoker. I mean, they might get a little bit of smoke flavor, but it ain't a ton.
Light at Highway 80, that's unusual.
Lottery ticket.
Aquatic show up in Charlotte the first weekend in June, and dang, you would know I'd be down in Georgia.
I'm sure.
A lot of aquariums and plants, fish, stuff like that.
Hear from that, I don't need another aquarium. The last one I had was 55 gallons. You know, I put cichlids in it, that was a mistake.
Right now, I just got a few cleaner fish, a few snails, and then we picked up some fancy guppies.
Fish tank.
Personality.
Poise.
Bit of a pain in the butt, but it was relaxing to have an aquarium, you know, look over there and see fish kind of, you know, floating around and doing their little thing. I don't know, it was relaxing to have, but every once in a while, the noise would get on my nerves from the filter, but yeah, I had the guy at the aquarium taught me in the, somebody at work probably taught me in the doing cichlids, because, you know, they're, you can buy some neat fish, but holy crap, those things can be aggressive.
I leave it, if I leave the water, you know, up a little bit, or put the little jets, you know, point down, it doesn't make any sound at all, and I don't have an air pump.
Grandmother had one and Mom had one growing up. I just couldn't take the noise. It drove me insane.
Been by the stream then, right?
Fine. I don't mind that. It's just that there was something about that pump that just drove me crazy.
You're mine. But then again, I'm old.
Mine would do that. If it, the water got low, it would get more annoying. If you kept it high, you know, the water didn't have anywhere to really fall.
I have one of those hang on the back filters. It's all in one, so it's all internal. So it works really good. I'm impressed with it.
Being on the back, and like I said, if I let the water run low, man, it would get on my nerves so bad.
A solid top all the way across, and man, I don't know that I've ever topped it off. This thing maybe loses a quarter inch every 3 or 4 months.
I did hate was cleaning the glass. God, I hated it. And I had that big 55-gallon tank, and it was, I could reach my arm all the way down to the bottom of it, and I'd be up to my armpit, and it was just such a pain in the butt.
Any cleaners.
Man, I found that just putting not a Brillo pad, but that kind of pad just scrubbed it easier. It was still just, I don't know, I hated cleaning the glass. That's probably the worst part of the aquarium, is cleaning it.
Working on trying to get my plants to grow. I have a few of the snails you're talking about, the pest snails, the bladder snails. And there's enough food, and so I use that as the indicator if I'm overfeeding, but I only feed every other day.
That was snails with live plants.
5 pest snails in there. There's a shop up in Asheville. I want to go up there. They got some cool-looking neurite snails. Snails need brackish water to multiply.
That store there in Hendersonville, it used to have a bunch of aquarium stuff when you come up for your camping trip.
That just like downtown Hendersonville?
On Spartanburg Highway.
What'd that be?
I don't know the address to it, but I'll have to look it up. I drive by it.
What number?
6.
Maybe check it out while we're up there. I want to get me a few ghost shrimp, and that they help clean out pretty good.
Had on, but he's had it for decades.
we were growing up, but man, they're hard to come by nowadays.
Come by now.
Protesters get out there and claim they're doing this and breeding factory and blah, 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 and just ruin everything.
That one over there by the Haywood Mall over there in Greenville, but man, they proud of their stuff.
There used to be one in the Asheville Mall. There was an actual pet store in the mall.
Time for me. I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be good, be safe, and hopefully, Holly, when I get off work today, if anybody's still around at 5:30, 5:40. So. Anyway, y'all have a good one. 7-3-KO4-CF, and I'll be clear when you find
me. Drew, and give me a shout, because I should still be around. KO4-HKX.
Come on, say KN4-KMW.
That store, it's right there. It's real close to the Toyota place.
Stop in there, that's not that far away, to just ride up for a look-see.
From your house, it don't take you 40 minutes to get there.
76, it's right there by the Cracker Barrel.
Road, if you get off at exit 5 off of 25, and you get on 176.
I end up in Hendersonville once or twice a year, so I'm not real familiar with it. Man, pretty sunrise this morning.
It's behind me, but I was looking at it before I made the turn. But that's real easy to find, so you shouldn't have no trouble finding Dale's place. I can't even remember the name of it now. What's going on? The shop doors are open this morning before I get here.
An early start. This weekend, and they kind of backed off on a chance of the rain for today and made it be later.
I seen they backed off on the rain. Where it's just supposed to be, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but Monday. But it's still supposed to be hot.
Hot.
Because I don't have to get out in it.
Man, I got in 16,000 steps yesterday.
Normally get in.
My 10,000 anyway.
Usually add right around 10, 11.
Control, hammer down.
Hit some of them speeders and crazy drivers.
By me, I didn't even have any lights on.
Jump off here this morning. They're already here, so I'm going to get this party started and hopefully get it over with.
Have Oz today. Be safe riding around there in Greer, and maybe I'll catch you later. KN4-GMW, 7-3.
7-3, Ken. Hope you have a great day. KO4-HKX.